Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Earlier this month, we explored when to seek out free help and when to pay for expertise. Now let's switch it up and answer the age-old questions all of us B2B marketers deal with. What content to give away and what to keep for clients. In this market glut of explainer videos and how-tos, the answer has changed. Based on all the free stuff out there, here's the two criteria I use and recommend. First up, clients come first. Clients get the most cutting-edge info before anybody else. When most of my clients have taken advantage of the insights, then I release it into the entire free world. I give clients a first-mover advantage, also known as exclusivity. Second, I give the best case scenario for free and save troubleshooting for clients. Yep, this is similar to our previous conversation. For example, in a how-to piece, I won't delve too deep into what to do or when blah, blah, blah goes wrong. Two reasons for that. First, it's hard to diagnose without specific information. I could be wrong. And second, it's even harder to identify every single thing that could go wrong and that solution in one piece of content. So the big question I ask myself, does this content require a conversation? If so, I keep it for clients. If not, I'll wait a while and then send it out to everybody. The point? Have a system so you can be consistent and make sure that approach aligns with what's really going on out there in the world of content marketing. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.